ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program The Bridge. We got up to the point where we are talking about the first verse of supplication number 8 of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah. And we are looking at the causes of vices and sins, which the Imam calls hayajan, that leads to this eruption, and then one gets consumed by the sin itself. We said ignorance was the first. Second is dhulm, or as we call it, oppression. Oppression to oneself, oppression to Allah, and oppression towards the servants of Allah. Dhulm itself, it means literally, if I can simplify that term, to put things in the wrong place. So for example, a person would get angry in a place where he should be content and patient, or he's content and patient and happy in a place where he should be what? Angry. Or he becomes, for example, at times where he should be generous, he becomes stingy, and so on and so forth. So when you don't put that thing in its right place, then that's an oppression. So when we don't do what Allah is telling us to do, that's an oppression to ourselves. And with dhulm itself, it's pretty much a blindfold on our eyes and on our souls. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter Ali Imran in verse 86, he says, وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah will never guide those who are oppressors. So if I put myself in this category of oppressing myself, Allah, or His servants, then hidayah, guidance, will not reach me because I'm being an oppressor. So which is a very dangerous thing to be at. Let us take a short break, then we come back and continue, inshallah.
Rabbana.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. You're still listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. We are talking about oppression, dhulm, being a cause of all vices and moral sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran in chapter Hud, verse 44, He says, وَقِيلَ بُعْدًا لِلْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. So Allah says, those who are oppressors, they will be outcasted. So one has to be very careful. We don't want to be outcasted from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or being in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sight. Because if that happens, then our life will take a turn for the worst. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Ali Imran 57, He says, وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحُبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. And that's a very dangerous verse. He says, Allah does not love those who are oppressors. So Allah, in these verses, He shows that those who are oppressors, they will not be guided, They will always be outcasted, and that Allah does not love them. So they will be, far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So dhulm itself, it's obviously stems and takes its root from jahl, which we already spoken about, and then becomes like a full tree. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, he has a beautiful saying. He says, al-dhulmu thalatha, that oppression and three forms. فَظُلْمٌ لَا يَغْفُرُهُ اللَّهِ, there are oppressions that Allah does not forgive. وَظُلْمٌ يَغْفُرُهُ اللَّهِ, an oppression Allah forgives. وَظُلْمٌ لَا يَتْرُكُهُ, and there's a dhulm that Allah will not leave. Then the Imam explains. He says, as for the first one that Allah cannot forgive is a shirk. As you all know, Allah in the Quran says, Allah will forgive all sins except to take partners to Him, which is shirk. Then the Imam says, and the dhulm that Allah forgives is when a person himself does dhulm to himself, as we spoke about. Like, I don't pray, for example, I take something from someone, I do something wrong. Allah might forgive me, might compensate the other person and what have you. He might forgive us. And he says, the one that he does not leave, Allah would not leave. He must hold the person accountable for that oppression. He says, the Imam says, ظُلْمَ الْعِبَادِ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا, when the servants of Allah oppress one another. And that's a bit dangerous, because if a person takes the right of another person, what guarantees do we have that he will be forgiven? We don't. So we could be in a dangerous area. Let us take a short break and then we continue, inshallah.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at the causes of sins and vices. We said ignorance and dhulm. In the words of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, that the dhulm that Allah will not forgive or will not leave is the fact that when people themselves start to oppress one another and take the right of one another. If I am an oppressor, then taking the rights of other people, obviously, then any sin, any vice, it is very easy for me to commit, very easy for me to have. So I could be greedy, I could be selfish, I could be a person who has no patience, for example, and the list goes on. Why? Because I'm a oppressor to begin with, and we mentioned the ayat, Allah would cast me out of His mercy, and so on and so forth. So it's very, very delicate and sensitive point. To the point, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi says in one of his famous speeches, he says, "Wallah law u'titu al-aqalim as-sab', by Allah, if they give me the seven continents, that I take a leaf of wheat from an ant, I would not do it." That's how sensitive this issue is. That the Imam says, taking that leaf, that covering of a wheat that usually you see an ant carrying, the Imam says, if I take that from that poor ant, then I have done oppression. Which goes, like the Imam goes way too deep into this. So we have to be careful that sometimes we look at ourselves and say, why am I backbiting? Why am I doing ghibah to people? Why am I lying? Why am I cheating? Why am I this and why am I that? So when you look at the vices that one might have, you say, okay, let's go back to the causes. Let's go back to the root. Sometimes you say, okay, the person's not ignorant. You can tell he's an alim, for example, or he's smart or he's learned. But then he might be an oppressor. He might have taken someone's right. He might have, I don't know, done something wrong with somebody that made him or put him in this kind of state of oppression. And oppression itself comes as a lack of iman. When a person lacks iman, then that will happen. Inshallah, we will continue this topic in episodes to come. So until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهن عشق و تولای تو را
یا سجاد.